USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ahead of tonight's primetime CNN town hall in New Hampshire, former President Trump says the network he's butted heads with for years made him an offer he could not refuse. Trump posted on social media, CNN's desperate to get those fantastic Trump ratings once again. The head of CNN parent company Warner Brothers Discovery said that the nation is divided and we need to hear both voices. The top Democrat in the U.S. Senate claims Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is the only top congressional leader remaining who's willing to leave a debt default on the table as the standoff continues with President Biden over the issue. At the same time, Biden is warning of the consequences of a default.
8 million Americans would lose their jobs, including 400,000 New Yorkers alone. Our economy would fall into recession, and our international reputation would be damaged in the extreme.
While speaking at a community college in New York on Wednesday, Congress needs to raise the debt limit before June. It's going to be a mess at the U.S.-Mexico border beginning Thursday when Title 42 expires. At least that's the prediction of one top Biden administration official.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is warning that the next few days and weeks will be difficult.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
Title 42 was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. Already, migrants are crossing the border, but this man said it's no picnic.
This is not humane. They failed to provide basic welcome and infrastructure.
Mayorkas warning immigrants to only use legal pathways to enter the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that he's not going to support Congressman George Santos' bid for re-election following Santos' indictment on more than a dozen federal charges. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The COVID-19 public health emergency is officially over. Florida Hospital Association's Mary Mayhew says it does not mean COVID-19 has gone away.
We never should be letting our guard down about some of the concerns of future strains.
The end of the state of emergency also means the end of Title 42, that law allowing the U.S. to deny asylum and migration claims for public health reasons. Uncle Sam's also transitioning COVID vaccines and treatments to the commercial market. Thursday will be the last day to have COVID tests covered by insurance. Americans with health insurance were able to receive up to 8 at-home COVID tests a month for free since January 2022. That is no longer the case as of Thursday. California Senator Dianne Feinstein's back on Capitol Hill. The Democrat returned Wednesday after a months-long absence due to a bout with shingles as she continues to deal with complications as part of her recovery. Her absence has stalled a Senate committee's confirmation of a number of President Biden's judicial nominees. And a panel of FDA advisors is recommending a birth control pill be made available for over-the-counter sales. Two FDA advisory panels voted unanimously to recommend the birth control pill called Opill to be made available without a prescription. It'd become the first such pill available over-the-counter, a final decision on it expected by the FDA this summer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.